97 WOKI Mobile. This is the News and Talk of East Tennessee. News Talk 98.7 WOKI-FM. Oliver Springs, Knoxville.
Anti-Trump protests. Clinton call. I'm Christopher Cruz. A second night of anti-Trump protests in Portland, Oregon. Vandalism, blocked traffic, tear gas, and flashbang grenades, all part of the protests. There were also demonstrations on college campuses throughout the country Friday, and marches last night disrupted traffic in Miami and Atlanta. Trump spoke with 60 Minutes about the phone call he received from Hillary Clinton after he won the presidency.
She couldn't have been nicer. She just said, "Congratulations, Donald. Well done." And I said, "I want to thank you very much. You were a great competitor. She's very strong."
The interview will air on CBS Sunday night. Four dead, 14 injured in a suicide bombing at the Bagram NATO air base in Afghanistan today. A year after terrorists invaded a concert hall in Paris and murdered 90 people, singer Sting takes the stage tonight. I'm Christopher Cruz. The jury goes back to work today in the case of a white Cincinnati police officer charged with murdering an unarmed black man during a traffic stop. The jury said Friday it couldn't reach a verdict. The officer has been fired. His lawyers asked the judge to declare a mistrial. They were denied, and deliberations continue today. Jurors continue their work Monday in the case of a father in Brunswick, Georgia, accused of leaving his son to die in a hot car. Correspondent Natisha Lance reports.
The fate of Justin Ross Harris is now in the hands of 12 men and women. For 16 hours, jurors have deliberated whether the Georgia dad intentionally left his 22-month-old son Cooper in a hot car to die. If convicted of murder, he faces life in prison. Jurors must consider testimony from 70 witnesses and more than 1,000 pieces of evidence before reaching a unanimous verdict.
The Roman Catholic Diocese of Amarillo, Texas, confirms it's investigating a priest who put an aborted fetus on the altar during Mass. I'm Christopher Cruz.
Hiring people is probably the worst part of my job. It's such a hassle, the searching, the sorting through resumes. Most people don't have the right experience.
We started using ZipRecruiter about 3 months ago. Right from the start, you could tell it was going to make hiring a lot easier. One click and my job was posted to 100+ job boards, all the top sites.
All of the candidates came to my dashboard, and it's easy to compare them. Thumbs up if I liked them, thumbs down if I didn't. No emails and attachments, printing up docs, phone calls, none of that.
And I couldn't believe the number of great applicants we got. I had the person we needed within 1 week. I don't know how we hired before ZipRecruiter.
Whether you're looking to fill one position or 20, find the best candidates with ZipRecruiter, where your job is just one click away from 100+ job sites. ZipRecruiter, the fastest way to hire. And right now you can try ZipRecruiter free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/talk. That's ZipRecruiter.com/talk. ZipRecruiter.com/talk.
A new vaccine could provide protection for up to 88% of known flu strains worldwide in a single shot.
Using groundbreaking computational techniques, an international team of scientists have designed a new generation of universal flu vaccines to protect against future global pandemics. Science Daily reports researchers have devised two universal vaccines, a U.S.-specific vaccine that inoculates against 95% of known U.S. flu strains, and a universal vaccine with coverage of 88% of known flu strains globally. They say the production of annual flu vaccines is immensely expensive, doesn't always protect against all strains of flu, and offer no protection against a future pandemic. I'm Scott Carr.
Top story of the hour, anti-Trump protests continue nationwide. There were protests in Los Angeles, Philadelphia, and Columbus. In New York City Friday, thousands gathered near Trump Tower on Fifth Avenue, shutting down several blocks during afternoon rush hour. I'm Christopher Cruz.
Hiring people is probably the worst part of my job. It's such a hassle, the searching, the sorting through resumes. Most people don't have the right experience.
We started using ZipRecruiter about 3 months ago. Right from the start, you could tell it was going to make hiring a lot easier. One click and my job was posted to 100+ job boards, all the top sites.
All of the candidates came to my dashboard, and it's easy to compare them. Thumbs up if I liked them, thumbs down if I didn't. No emails and attachments, printing up docs, phone calls, none of that.
And I couldn't believe the number of great applicants we got. I had the person we needed within 1 week. I don't know how we hired before ZipRecruiter.
Whether you're looking to fill one position or 20, find the best candidates with ZipRecruiter, where your job is just one click away from 100+ job sites. ZipRecruiter, the fastest way to hire. And right now you can try ZipRecruiter free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/talk. That's ZipRecruiter.com/talk. ZipRecruiter.com/talk.
Lots of sunshine for your Saturday afternoon with a high temperature near 60. Tonight, watch for areas of frost after midnight, otherwise mostly clear with a low of 32. Sunday, areas of frost before 10 a.m., otherwise lots of sunshine with a high near 61. Sunday night, mostly cloudy with a low temperature near 42 degrees. For the VLT Local 8 Weather Center, I'm Kyle Granger. Have a good weekend.
News Talk 98.7 WOKI presents Around the House with Dawn Steimer, your weekly source for home improvement, fix-it, and do-it-yourself tips and techniques. Brought to you by Dickens Turf and Landscape Supply, your solution for the lawn and landscape, and your Toro dealer. Now, here's Around the House.
Good morning and welcome to Around the House with News Talk 98.7 WOKI. I'm Dawn Steimer. I'm glad you're here. I hope you're relaxing and enjoying this morning. Sit back, pour yourself a nice cup of hot tea, maybe your favorite coffee with your favorite cream in it. This is a good day to just start kind of easy. It's kind of chilly outside. Wait till the sun comes up fully and just enjoy the show. We have a great show for you today. We're going to be talking about first hour, we're going to be talking about cleaning your carpets, getting ready for the holidays with Carrie McDuffie from Superior Carpet and Rug Cleaning. And second hour, we're going to talk about how to keep your family safe, not only during the holidays, but in general. So we've got a surprise guest for you. I won't tell you. You have to stay tuned. But right now, I'd like to welcome Carrie McDuffie from Superior Carpet and Rug. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm great. I'm great. I'm glad to see you, Carrie. Yeah, thanks for being here this morning. Carrie McDuffie, I've known you for a long time. Gosh, it has to be, 15, 20 years? A long time.
Yeah, y'all were the first company to put the rug room in my rug shop.
That's right. We built that rug.
05 or 06.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah. It's been a long time.
Long time, yeah.
Well, and I will tell you from experience, because Carrie has cleaned many things for me along the way, if you need a rug cleaned and you need it done right, this is the person to call. And I can honestly say that from personal firsthand experience. And what I like, one of the things I love about your business, Carrie, excuse me, is that you continually educate yourself and your team.
Yes.
And you are constantly trying to improve the ability to clean things because fabrics change, things change. But we have to do our part.
Right.
And so let's talk about carpet because a lot, I mean, we still have carpet in our homes and how to maintain that carpet. Because I think some of us think if we clean it every 2 years and vacuum it once a week, that might not be enough.
Right. Yeah.
So how do we maintain carpet?
Well, first of all, the area of the country we live in, we live basically in a dust bowl. Once everything, you know, you got the mountains on every side, all the dust, we saw the smoke this past week.
Right. It was terrible.
Everything settles in this area. So everything settles in. Carpet acts as a sink. All the dust,
great,
dirt, everything.
A
yeah,
sink.
Good to know. Yeah, yeah, yeah. But I didn't say toilet bowl. I just
well, thank you.
Come on. but carpet acts as a sink. All the dust, debris, dander. We exfoliate about a dollar bill size of skin every day.
Really?
So that goes off in your bed linens, carpets, when you sit on your furniture, everything. So everything goes to the floor. People say, you know, they've got hypoallergenic dogs, all this kind of stuff. Well, there's still dust.
It's
there's still dander.
Dander, yeah.
Cuts down. It minimizes a lot with bird, animal, or whatever. But still, we can clean ourselves, but there's still dust and dander.
Right.
Carpet acts as a sink, so you must vacuum it out on a periodic basis, not every 2 hours. Most people are so anal about stuff like that. They're literally in there every day, and you can still see the vacuum streaks from the day before.
So really?
People are that anal about it. But you know, it needs to be vacuumed on a regular basis.
But you have a rule of thumb for how often you're supposed to vacuum.
If you have, say, four people in a home, you need to vacuum about four times a week. Now, that sounds extreme, but if you, especially with the allergies, again, because the area of the country we live in, if you have allergies, you need to maintain and do that. You get as much out. You don't have to go as, you don't have to go as slow or as tedious. But you do have to run something
just
up with
doing it, getting that suction on that carpet to get the because then it doesn't get down way into the base of
The longer it sits there, the deeper it gets, especially a spot or a spill. It's harder to get out the longer it sits there.
All right, 656-8255, 656-8255, or 1-800-656-8255. 951-8255. Taking your questions with Carrie McDuffie from Superior Carpet and Rug. Carrie is really a wealth of information when it comes to maintaining our flooring. And if you have questions, we'd like you to join this conversation. 656-8255. All right. Let's talk about spills, because a lot of us have parties, gatherings coming up with Thanksgiving and Christmas coming.
Right.
What is the big tip for spills, other than getting it up right away? We know that, but what else?
Yeah. There, again, blotting up as much as possible, letting it dry.
So not rubbing, then blotting.
Blotting as much as possible, let it dry.
Explain blotting.
Maybe, like a white paper towel. Don't get anything with a color paper or color towel or a colored paper towel.
So white.
Get a white towel, paper towel, or a white clean cloth.
Okay.
If my employee's listening right now, he's really into saying cloth instead of rag, and I thought that's pretty good terminology. So, putting a clean white cloth down, and then put some weight on it, let it soak up as much as possible. When it dries, if it has some substance to it, scrape it up, or get a scraping bone or even a spoon or something, scrape up the residue.
Okay.
And then again, do the same thing our method is what we recommend is 1/3 vinegar to 2/3 water with about 2 to 3 drops of Dawn dishwashing liquid.
Interesting. Okay. Mm-hmm. Give us that combination one more time.
About a quart spray bottle of 1/3 vinegar.
What kind of vinegar?
Just
white vinegar. Yes. White vinegar. Okay.
Yeah. White vinegar, 1/3 vinegar to 2/3 water, and about 2 to 3 drops of Dawn dishwashing liquid.
Yeah, that's good stuff.
And it is very good. So good combination, yeah.
All right, Julie's on the line. She's got a question for us this morning. Good morning, Julie. Welcome to Around the House.
Morning.
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 Quick question. I have a rainbow vacuum system where there's water in the tank. And when I vacuum, even if I vacuum twice a week, there's always this white silky film on the top of the water. How do I know if that's actual dander or if it's the carpet fibers breaking down?
It's hard to say. When vacuuming the carpet, you're not going to over vacuum. Again, let's do it every couple of hours all the time. But but it's hard to say. I'll be honest with you. It's hard to say what that actually is, unless you maybe pour it in get a coffee filter and get a jar and pour it in there and then just have it sift through. And then you can see what it is. Your carpet's going to shed at some point anyway, especially if you've got rugs. Rugs are going to shed, depending on the padding. If it rubs against padding, if it rubs against carpeting, walking back and forth. We had a rug the other day and it literally put out a plume of blue fibers or of red fibers. It was a kerastan and it had rubbed on the back of a rug. Didn't do any damage to it, but just the walking back and forth and moving created a lot of fuzz from the rug. So we got all that out.
Of the carpet.
This was a rug, kerosene rug.
Okay.
But even carpet could possibly do the same thing.
Great.
Thank you very much. You're welcome. Thank you for calling. We appreciate your call. You can join us in this conversation with Carrie McDuffie. We're talking about carpet right now, but we are going to be talking about things like upholstery cleaning and Carrie's favorite thing, rug cleaning. But we're going to be back in just a minute with more of Around the House on News Talk 98.7 WOKI.
You a news junkie looking for a fix?
Oh, yeah.
We've got you covered. 27 local newscasts every weekday on News Talk 98.7 WOKI.
Don't pay it, don't find out, go Rhino Shield.
Football season is here, and you don't want to spend your weekends outside working on your home now, do you?
Jeff and Roxanne here with Rhino Shield, the better than paint people. Imagine never having to paint your home's exterior for at least 25 years, and it's a transferable warranty.
Imagine having a low E code. An R equivalency rating of a 6.89 on your home. This equals energy savings.
We also help with mold and mildew, and we help keep all the elements away from your siding.
Biggest plus, it comes in any color, especially your wife's favorite.
Now, when I'm happy, he gets to watch more football. Imagine making this a reality. Well, you can. Call RhinoShield at 865-219-3070 or log on to RhinoShieldTN.com. Find out more again at RhinoShieldTN.com or 865-219-3070.
Call today and receive 25% off your in-home evaluation.
RhinoShield.
Hiring people is probably the worst part of my job. It's such a hassle, the searching, the sorting through resumes. Most people don't have the right experience.
We started using ZipRecruiter about 3 months ago. Right from the start, you could tell it was going to make hiring a lot easier. One click and my job was posted to 100-plus job boards, all the top sites.
All of the candidates came to my dashboard, and it's easy to compare them. Thumbs up if I liked them. Thumbs down if I didn't. No emails and attachments, printing up docs, phone calls, none of that.
And I couldn't believe the number of great applicants we got. I had the person we needed within 1 week. I don't know how we hired before ZipRecruiter.
Whether you're looking to fill one position or 20, find the best candidates with ZipRecruiter, where your job is just one click away from 100-plus job sites. ZipRecruiter, the fastest way to hire. And right now you can try ZipRecruiter free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/talk. That's ZipRecruiter.com/talk. ZipRecruiter.com/talk.
Welcome back. I'm Dawn Steimer, and this is Around the House on News Talk 98.7 WOKI. If you're just joining us, Carrie McDuffie from Superior Carpet and Rug Cleaning is with me. Carrie is a longtime acquaintance. We know each other through our businesses. I've worked for him. He's worked for me. We've known each other forever, but Carrie does a super job. He has a very high quality standard, and I trust Carrie. I trust him in my home when I'm not there. I would trust him with rugs that I have that, you know, are really important to me or my family. And that's really nice to have. We talked about carpet cleaning, and I would love to have you join this conversation. And you can do so by calling 656-8255, 656-8255, or 1-800-951-8255. We're talking about carpet cleaning. We talked about rule of thumb is for every person that is in the house, you should vacuum that many times per week. So yeah. Two people in the house, twice a week. One person in the house, once a week. Four people in the house, four times a week. And if you think about it, that's exactly what happens is we double, triple, quadruple our traffic, right. What we track in. And my business is not a clean business. I track all kinds of stuff in my house. and a lot of us do.
Right.
Children, obviously.
Sure. Pets.
Pets, right, for sure. Mm-hmm. So let's talk about vacuums because I know that you probably know what kind of a vacuum or relatively close, what kind of a vacuum people have when you clean their carpet. Talk about that.
It's kind of funny you said it because my employee mentioned the other day, but have we thought about selling vacuum cleaners? I said, well, you know, we just do so much other stuff.
Right.
Vacuum cleaners are, there's all kinds out there. The ones I'm familiar with, and I don't have one personally, is the Shark. I can't think of the, there's different models of the
right.
Shark. But they're very good. But again, they're plastic, so you got to be careful with them. I bought a commercial vacuum cleaner at Sam's. It was a Eureka. Good, heavy duty because I was familiar with them. I knew the guts. I knew the outside, what it was made of.
Right.
Like, so I went in, I purchased one. It's basically the same thing as I've got. It's just a different color. It's Eureka vacuum cleaner.
Okay.
But they make it, you know, look pretty to the consumer, so they sell it and all that. But it's a good heavy vacuum cleaner. But any vacuum cleaner that has good suction and the beater bar runs good, it is a good system.
All right. Now, Julie called earlier and she had a rainbow. Talk about the rainbow. How do you feel about that kind of a system? Because there's water involved in that.
Well, the good plus to a rainbow is the fact that all the dust and everything goes into the water instead of out into the air.
Yeah.
The filtration system.
Right.
You don't have four filter system, what all these others do. I've got one of those in the shop that has a fourth filter system on it, but it does have the filter and all that, but it doesn't have the water to do that. So probably may not have all the filters, but everything that goes in mixes with that water,
stays in
that water.
Which is
The only thing, it is all light to use for the consumer. Your central vac units are good. The only thing,
you do like central vacs.
Central vacs are good if they, you're not running all over the place and elbows because that could sound
like suction. Right, sure.
But it does help. But you know, like I say, anything helps. But the weight of the beater bar on the front, all you're doing is gliding it across. So you need to kind of compensate for that suction.
So you need a little bit of weight.
Yeah, you need a little bit. I personally think you need a little bit of weight on the head to kind of help push down on the carpet just a little bit.
Okay.
Not to make it so hard to push.
That's a good tip.
Yeah. Although that does create airflow.
Yeah.
And that is good too. So there's a balance of what to use.
Yikes. But, mm-hmm. Well, I just wanted to bring that up because when Julie said rainbow, I thought, gosh, we haven't talked about vacuums in a long time.
Yeah, we haven't.
And that is huge.
Mm-hmm.
So if I were to ask you, when you are cleaning carpet, say you cleaned someone's carpet for a year and you cleaned someone else's carpet for a year, do you notice the difference in the kind of vacuums that they're using, or is it more about how often they're vacuuming?
A lot of times people will vacuum before we come.
Mm-hmm.
We bring out our vacuum beforehand anyway.
I'm talking about long term.
Long term.
Right.
Do you see
a difference in
how they maintain it?
Yeah.
Yeah, I can. A lot of times people say, well, it's fuzzing, it's shedding. I say, well, there's a lot of loose fibers still in there. So go ahead and keep vacuuming. You're not going to hurt the carpet.
Okay.
What's loose is already loose.
So I think that might have been what Julie was concerned with. Is she vacuuming and the carpeting's being ripped up? Mm-hmm. But that's not happening.
No. It depends on, right. It depends on, you know, of course, the age of the carpet.
Sure.
And again, how much moving back and forth, the type of carpet it is.
Mm.
The moving, the scuffing back and forth could loosen, you know, some of the fibers, but that's just going to happen.
Okay.
But
All right, 656-8255, 656-8255, or 1-800-951-8255. Join us in this conversation. We're talking with Carrie McDuffie from Superior Carpet and Rugs, and we've been talking about carpeting. I have one more question about carpeting, but you may have another question too. So join us as we continue on talking about carpeting, and we're going to move into upholstery here in just a second. So, Carrie, when I had my condo built, I was vacuuming all the time, but what happened was on the edges of my stairs, I got these dark spots, and they're very hard to get off. Why is that? Is that an airflow issue?
That's an airflow issue. A lot of times in construction, when they build the homes, they don't seal it. You don't want to make your house airtight.
Yeah.
But there is you need to vacuum around. When you vacuum, you need to take that crevice tool, if you have, has one, crevice on, and
every
go around the
time?
Edges. Probably every other time, maybe.
It's like spring cleaning all the time.
Yeah. Well, I mean, everything, especially ceiling fans. If you have a ceiling fan in your home, that does make it worse because it stirs up the dirt and dust. It stirs up the dust. So it settles down the wall and kind of creates a vortex, goes around and goes down that wall and sits there. So it's loose around the outside or the inside of the room, but around the edges, it kind of goes down the wall and sits there until you extract it out with a vacuum.
And that makes sense because I thought it was an air return problem. So what I did was I went around and sealed all of my ducts, like pulled off the grid, and sealed and taped all the ducts so that it didn't leak out from my attic and stuff. Mm-hmm. That made a difference, but it's still not great.
Well, that can help. But also, you know, the biggest thing is you still need airflow in your home. A lot of times people are coming in the garage. They don't go to the front door anymore. They shut the garage door.
That's true.
Everything stays in and tight. We don't let air move in and out of our house.
So that makes it worse because it's not returning properly.
Right, yeah. And a lot of times changing your filters. They say every time you pay your electric bill, go down, change the filter. So you may want to painfully change it as you painfully pay your higher bill. but change that filter. Some of your filters that say they're 90-day filters, inspect them. Maybe take if you had an air compressor or something like that, blow them out. They still collect dust. People say that it doesn't. You know, buy these scans, you can change them every 3 months.
Right.
They're still going to collect dust.
Right.
Dust just doesn't poof into the atmosphere.
Good point.
Blow it out or whatever. But the biggest thing is we're just living. If you get in a construction zone or a lot of trees, pollen, whatever, you're still going to get a lot of dust.
Yeah.
So.
All right. Let's talk about upholstery and cleaning upholstery. What is the rule of thumb for vacuuming upholstery? Because, boy, that can get away from us in a hurry.
Yeah. We don't really think about that. We think about walking on it. The biggest thing is our clothes, we're sitting on the upholstery. Shoes, at least we walk off and we're, you know, the mud off or whatever,
right,
and we walk through,
right,
and that's the traffic from our feet or shoes or whatever, but we're sitting on our upholstery all the time. So again, probably, you know, every couple weeks maybe,
okay,
run the vacuum.
So a couple, every couple
hairs.
Weeks
yeah And okay. But sad to say, a lot of vacuum cleaners don't have any attachments for that. Some of the newer ones do have the attachment
on board.
You're
right about that. Yeah. They don't have those. Mm-hmm. We used to get them with vacuum cleaners. It just came as a part of it.
Well, now some of your ones, like Julie was talking about the Rainbow. I don't even know if they make Electrolux anymore. I don't think they do. But some of your more expensive vacuum cleaners have the hose. You can take it off and have the crevice one. And some of them have a little turbine in it where you actually hook it up and it spins.
Okay.
That's ideal.
Oh, that's kind of cool.
Right. That's ideal because that can actually spin.
So it's a smaller piece that looks a lot like what you use on your carpet?
Mm-hmm. Right. Huh. It fits on the hose.
Right.
And then it actually it spins. It's got a little belt on it, spins. And then it actually sucks up into the dust and stuff, lifts up and sucks back into the vacuum cleaner.
So you do upholstery cleaning as well?
Yes, we do.
Yeah, mm-hmm. And I know you do because you cleaned my couches before.
Right.
So again, is it still the same thing as carpeting where you want to get that spill up as soon as possible? Mm-hmm. Do you use the blotting method again?
Again, use the blotting method. Again, you don't want to distort the fibers. Upholstery material is a lot more delicate than carpet.
Mm.
Carpet's made, obviously, to walk on, pressure on, whatever. But upholstery is more delicate, so you do want to be a little more careful with it.
Mm-hmm.
But again, you've got really good fabrics out there, microfiber, very good to maintain and to clean. But some of your other fabrics are a little bit more challenging to deal with. But still, you want to, if a spill happens, blot it up as much as possible. Don't rub. Don't get nuts and go buy, where I'm going with this, buy a product that will, pull color out.
Whatever do you mean, Gary?
yeah. Well, we resolve to make the difference.
Yes, you do. All right. So have it cleaned when it looks stained or it looks like maybe the arms are getting a little soiled.
Mm-hmm.
Now, what about white couches? A lot of us have white furniture these days. Is that something that you can put something on to keep it whiter longer or less, how does that all work?
White couch is just tough to work with.
Just a white couch.
A white couch, everything shows, all the dust shows, all the handprints. If you've got kids and stuff, it really doesn't make a lot of sense to get white.
Sure.
But if that's your taste, and that's fine. But we can clean it, but we do the best we can without distorting the fibers, without messing up the material.
But you do put on a
we can put a protector on afterwards.
Protector.
Yeah.
Not Scotchgard, but that's kind of the generic term we all use. But it's not actually Scotchgard that you use, the brand.
Right. It's a very good formulated fabric protector.
Okay. And you do tile cleaning as well?
We do tile cleaning as well.
Really? So you clean grout?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, I love that.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah.
Somebody that will clean the grout for us. How do you do that, Kerry?
Basically the same as carpet cleaning. We've got a different tool that we use. We put a preconditioner down, sweep the floor, put a preconditioner down, scrub in the grout lines.
Mm-hmm.
We've got a tool that we go around in the bathroom, we go around the toilet.
Okay.
Where it's a lot harder to get around the edges with.
Sure.
And we basically, with high pressure and high heat, clean it. And it's a turbo deal. And it breaks everything loose and goes out into the truck.
Mm. Mm-hmm. And you have a secret, though. You use Kinetico filtration systems on your truck, don't you?
Yeah.
And that is huge because your water is purified.
As much as it can be.
Right.
Because we're using so much volume.
Mm.
Now, and as far as the rug business, I'll talk about that a little bit,
right.
But that's a separate animal. We get the water as clean as possible before it goes into the home.
But it's sure better than using house tap water. Yeah. For sure.
Oh, yeah.
And
it does clean better, too. Combined with the cleaning agents that we use and the rinsing agents, does a phenomenal job.
Yeah, there's such a difference. And
sure.
Kerry, you've cleaned carpets for me and upholstery that I thought wasn't savable.
Right.
And it looked like new. I was really shocked. I remember walking into this one lower level room when I had a house and thinking, wow, this looks like brand new carpet. And it was a mess.
Yeah.
So you just do a great job, and I appreciate you very much.
We've got some pretty good pictures on our website, too. So you can get
Okay, good. Of befores and afters?
Befores and afters.
Awesome. Yeah. All right, 656-8255, 656-8255, or 1-800-951-8255. Next coming up, we're going to be talking about rugs, how to clean them, what to do, and so on, when we come back with more of Around the House on News Talk 98.7 WOKI.
This November, the Knoxville Symphony Orchestra celebrates the spirit of America. This is Aram Demergen, the new music director of the Knoxville Symphony Orchestra. Please join us November 17th and 18th in the magnificent Tennessee Theater as the KSO performs music inspired by the American landscape, Aaron Copland's joyous Appalachian Spring, and the Knoxville premiere of Jeff Midkiff's Mandolin Concerto from the Blue Ridge.
Tickets start at just $15. Order yours online anytime or call 291-3310 to charge by phone. November 17th and 18th of the Moxley Carmichael Masterwork Series. Appalachian Spring and more with new music director Aram Demergen and the Knoxville Symphony Orchestra. Call 291-3310. Sponsored by Circle of Friends.
I'm Bert Rosen, president of Knox Area Rescue Ministries. After years of living on the streets, Laura entered our Serenity Recovery Program for Women, where she met Jesus and received the life-saving help and support necessary to return to a productive life. This year, Laura will share Thanksgiving with her family for the first time in many years. To learn more about how you can partner with CARM to help so many like Laura, please visit karm.org and have a blessed Thanksgiving.
As homeowners, many of us feel unsure of the path to a successful remodeling project. But with Master Construction Alliance, we have the systems in place for each step to ensure your home is just the way you want it, without the worry of who do I call for this and when should I do that. Why, we'll even take you shopping with an interior designer to make sure your expectations are met. You can expect a masterpiece when you call 458-0416 or go to MasterConstructionAlliance.com.
A chilly but sunny day here in East Tennessee with a high temperature near 60 by the afternoon. Overnight tonight, areas of frost after midnight. Freeze watches and warnings are posted, a low of 32. For your Sunday, sunshine with a high near 61. Sunday night, mostly cloudy with a low temperature of 42 degrees. For the VLT Local 8 Weather Center, I'm Kyle Granger. Have a good weekend.
Welcome back. I'm Dawn Steimer, and this is Around the House on News Talk 98.7 WOKI. I love that y'all are getting a listen to the podcasts that are happening on the website, newstalk987.com, newstalk987.com. If you missed something or you want to recheck a part of the show for some information, we have industry experts here for you every week. And what I love about this show is these are people that are local people most of the time, and they are sincerely engaged in what's going on in your life, and they're serious about their business. And so much so that they're willing to give you some of the secrets to their business, like Carrie is today. But if you missed some of the earlier parts of our conversation with Carrie McDuffie of Superior Carpet and Rug Cleaning, you can go to newstalk987.com, click on the weekend shows, and then we'll pop right up. Click on Around the House, and down in the second half of the front page, you'll see podcasts, and they're listed by topic. So you can, there's about 70 shows up there right now, and several thousand of you have enjoyed listening to some of those, and I'm really glad to hear that. So newstalk987.com, click on weekend shows, and then just scroll down just a little bit, and you'll see the podcasts. Click on there and you can see the list of all the topics. So feel free to join us anytime 24/7 on Around the House. Right now we're talking to Carrie McDuffie from Superior Carpet and Rug Cleaning. He's an Oriental rug cleaning specialist. Tile and grout cleaning, of course, carpet is one of his primary things that he does. Carrie is a great guy. He's been doing this a long time. And one of the things I like about Carrie, one of the many things I like about Carrie, is that he continually trains. You know, it's just like anything else. There's always new products, new techniques, and you actually just, I think you go, what, quarterly?
Try to go as much as we can.
Yeah, you go all the time because you're always talking to me when I see you about some new training that you went to. And I like that because I do that in my business. I think that's really important.
It is.
To continue to train because things change every day. Mm-hmm. If you want to talk to Carrie during the week, you can reach him at 691-5686. 691-5686.
And that goes directly to my cell phone, so.
Okay. And yes, because, and Carrie will answer the phone, which is Shocking. I called him about 5 o'clock last night. Said, I need your help. And he laughed because he picked up the phone. He knew it was me. What is your website? What's your web address?
Superiorofknoxville.com.
Superiorofknoxville, spelled out, .com. Superiorofknoxville.com. All right. Way back when, shortly after I met you, you got into the rug cleaning business.
Right.
And we built a drying room for you.
Right.
And I'll never forget, somebody came into your warehouse and said, wow, nothing's going to happen here. But you put wet rugs on these.
Right. We've got
things.
Seven poles in there. We hoist the rugs up there after we wash them, submerge wash them in our clean water bath. Mm-hmm. And then we take
those things are heavy.
They can be pretty heavy, yes. Yeah. So we've got a winch that hoists it up in the air. Our drying room, we've got air conditioner in the window. We've got a heater, a dehumidifier, anything to keep the temperature up, humidity down.
Control.
And that's temperature control, yes.
Right.
And we can pretty much monitor that all the time to make sure, you know, we don't get any, we hang it to dry. If it is not, we test the dyes first.
Mm-hmm.
If it's going to be a potential bleeder, then we lay it flat down on the floor before we don't hang it up at all because water, everything goes down.
Ah, so, yes. Even so the color.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
So we treat every rug pretty much differently.
Differently.
Yeah, you can't treat them all the same.
Okay. Let's talk about how to take care of a rug. How do you take care of a rug? Is it kind of like carpet?
Right. Well, the big thing about rugs, the advantages of Oriental rugs, they're truly a work of art. I mean, there's no two alike, especially if you get a handmade rug.
Yeah.
There's no two alike out there. There's a bunch of them that look alike, but they're not all exactly alike.
Sure.
They have the organized space. You kind of put one in the room and you kind of build around it.
Mm.
You can take it with you when you move. You can, you know, flip it around. You can rotate it.
Mm-hmm.
You can actually you vacuum it pretty frequently. Obviously, it's the center of the room, center of attention. So you want to obviously make attention to that.
Mm-hmm.
So you can vacuum it. You can rotate it around.
Mm-hmm.
Switch, you know, for the traffic pattern.
For the traffic pattern,
right?
Okay.
Yeah, and then also if you get concerned about a lot of heavy dust and dirt in it, you can flip the rug over. Vacuuming the back of the rug.
Ooh, that's a good tip.
That beta bar will actually act as a vibrator, which we have one in our shop. It's got several belts on it that actually vibrates the back of the rug, sifts all that dust and dirt down to the floor. You turn it back over, sweep it up, and vacuum the top. And you've got a lot of soiling out of it.
So
there's a lot of advantages to having rugs.
Yeah, I agree. And they're beautiful. They're just beautiful. If I have carpeting and I want to... maybe it's not in my budget to put down wood yet, but I want a rug. Can I put a rug over the top of carpeting? Is that advisable, or would you rather not see that?
You can. Like I said, we have about this Karastan rug had the fuzzing on the back.
Mm-hmm.
It was like a plume of blue. Because what it was doing was probably, I would say, I don't remember where they had it in the home, but anytime you put a carpet or rug down over either carpeting or a pad, it can have a tendency to rub back and forth and pull some of that fuzz off of the back, not mess up the rug, but just kind of fuzz off the back.
Okay. It's not necessarily dangerous to the rug,
but you
might get a lot of stuff in your carpet.
Right. Well, and it also makes it pretty thick, especially if you're an older population.
Tripping.
Tripping hazard.
Yeah.
Putting a pad underneath it to keep it from moving. A lot of times people will call us. I had one sent some pictures to me the other day. And what happened was that it was on wood floor. But however, it was probably didn't have a padding under it, and it was moving and created a buckle in the carpet and a roll. And a lot of times, like wall-to-wall carpeting too, they leave it and it creates a crease.
Oh.
And sometimes those warp yarns and weft yarns can be broken if you leave it there continually like that, and it keeps doing that as a pattern.
656-8255, 656-8255, or 1-800-951-8255. If you have a rug in your home and you're questioning how to clean that or maybe what it is, this guy can diagnose it almost without seeing it. It's amazing. 656-8255. Let's get some questions in on rugs, rug cleaning, rug maintenance. Maybe it's how to buy a rug. This is the person I would talk to before I purchased a rug. 656-8255 or 1-800-951-8255. All right. Talk about padding under rugs, because you do need a pad under a rug.
It is advisable.
Why do I need the pad?
If
other than slipping, obviously.
Right, yeah. To equate the thing is put your hand down on the floor, mm-hmm. on a hard surface floor. Put a heel on your hand, push down on it. It's going to hurt quicker. Put your hand down on carpet, step down on it. It's not going to hurt near as, it's going to take more pressure.
Okay.
That's how I kind of equate it to the consumer as far as needing something, a cushion. Mm-hmm. It makes the rug wear better.
So it is wear.
Makes wear better, last longer.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, we got two or three different pads that we sell.
Okay.
One is a thicker, kind of like felt on one side, rubber on the other side.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know exactly the thickness of it, but we do recommend that particular type. There's a thinner pad. However, some of them you got to be a little more cautious to, and you got to take them up, and check for the, finish or where it compresses maybe against the wood,
mm-hmm.
finish transfer or an indent maybe in the wood. Yeah. So sometimes you have to check on stuff like that. Yeah. With that particular type.
Okay.
Pad.
So if I clean my carpet itself, do I clean the pad at the same time? Is that a good idea?
You mean wall-to-wall carpeting or the rug?
No, the rug. I'm sorry. I said carpet. I meant rug.
Yeah. No, not necessarily, unless it has the dog has peed on it and has actually gone through.
Mm-hmm.
You can't wash those out. Not that particular type pad. And you can't clean the thicker pads. You can't clean those.
So you really can't clean a pad well.
Not well.
So how do I need to vacuum it once in a while or not really?
You can actually, if
shake it out.
That the thicker pad, you can just maybe vacuum it. A lot of times they break down, again, because of wear. You can actually flip it over, and there's literally a dust plume of dust underneath where it's just rubbed back and forth.
Yeah.
Deteriorated heat. Yeah.
Breaks it down, doesn't it? Just friction.
Just friction, yeah. The heat in your home, how dry it is, stuff like that. So that can make a difference.
All right. Next up is Kathy, and she's got a question for us this morning. Good morning, Kathy. Welcome to Around the House.
Thanks. Hi. How are you this morning?
Doing great. Good, how Kathy. You doing?
Good. I was wondering, I just turned the radio on and I caught, what's the name of your company? I need a good cleaner to clean the rugs. Sure. I live in an apartment and they haven't been cleaned in 5 years. Mm-hmm. And we have a dog and the dog peed and pooed on it mm-hmm. in the beginning.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And they just look nasty.
Mm-hmm, right. Yeah,
they aren't good material to begin with because it's apartment, but... Uh-huh.
Right, yeah. Yeah, you know, are you talking about your apartment carpet or rugs?
Carpet.
Carpet, okay. Superior carpet and rug cleaning.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I'll give you the call and set up an appointment then.
Right. I'll give you the number here in just a second, Kathy. Mm-hmm. Thanks for calling. We appreciate it.
Thank you.
Okay, thanks.
All right.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Mm-hmm.
Carrie's number is 691-5686. 691-5686. A local company. How long have you been in business, Carrie? A long time.
31 and a half years.
31 and a half years. Whoa. Yeah. Congratulations.
Yeah, thank you.
That's awesome. So he might know just a little bit about carpeting and rugs.
Yeah.
All right. So we talked about padding and you sell padding.
Yes, we do.
If you... How do I do this? If you sell a rug, do you cut it to fit underneath? Or if you sell a pad, mm-hmm. do you cut it to fit underneath the rug?
Yes, we do. We cut
How do
it
you
about,
do that?
We measure the rug. Mm-hmm. If it's like a 10,
right.
We cut it like 7-8 by 9-8.
Okay.
Or 9-8. 2 inches shy on each corner where that does that lays down. Some maybe a little bit more depending on how thick the rug is.
Okay.
Just so, again, we don't have the trip hazard and all that.
Right.
So some we have to...
Because you want it to taper, and
taper
part
down,
of that
yes.
is the thickness of the rug itself.
Right.
Tapering into the pad.
Yes.
Right. Okay, that makes sense. Mm-hmm. Talk about fringe. What do I need to look at fringe when I'm buying a rug?
Well, you know, obviously the fringe makes the rug, I think.
I think so.
Yeah, it does. Beautiful. And, of course, you can have it, you know, we spend a lot of time on the fringe. We use different cleaning agents on the fringe. If one doesn't do it, we do the other.
Mm-hmm.
Your fringe will often, you know, catch the soiling. That's kind of one of the first ones to get soiled because it's white or tan. You want to, you know, a lot of times you can also tell in your fringe, if you go to buy a rug and your fringe is, say, almost a black color or a dark, dark brown,
mm-hmm.
those rugs have been what's called T-washed,
mm-hmm.
because typically your fringe is going to be white or tan.
Oh, that's interesting. Yeah.
Unless it's T-washed. A machine-made rug, then
so
they can sew the fringe.
What does that tell me if I see T-washed fringe? What does that tell me? What does it tell you?
Well, the whole rug has been tea washed to make it look antique-y looking.
Ah, right? Okay.
Now,
okay.
Any spotting that you do,
uh-oh,
you've got a dog,
uh-huh,
licks on it, whatever, that tea wash could come off.
Ah.
So therefore, in washing it,
that's huge.
Pre-qualify up to the customer that this could wash out.
Mm-hmm.
Now, do you want us to leave part of the tea wash and leave part of the soil, which most people don't want to do that?
Right.
Then we just have to let, so this is going to happen because this has been a, you know, when a lot of times they sell a rug,
mm-hmm,
or I'm sorry, not when they sell a rug, they make a rug, they want it to reproduce, they want to keep moving it, they want to keep making more. So a lot of times they put things on these rugs that can, you know, can abuse the rugs or make it not last as long. Not from the people at Selling Point, but people that make it, they want to keep moving them rugs. So,
all right, let's take a call from Bob. Bob's got a really interesting question. Good morning, Bob. Welcome to Around the House.
Hey, good morning. My son has got Buku Medical, and his insurance, the medical insurance costs are high.
Mm.
He doesn't have any disposable income to speak of, but he and his wife are thinking about moving into a like one of these really small houses, you know,
a tiny house.
Mm-hmm. They're starting to build.
Mm-hmm.
So my question is: is there flooring that would, you know, be especially good for that? You know, really small area.
Mm-hmm.
You know, carpeting. She likes carpeting.
With the wearer, you mean? Yeah.
Yeah.
Your traffic pattern is so
tiny. House.
Mm-hmm.
The thing about with a small space like that, once you put your furniture in, you've got a traffic pattern all the way through.
Right.
You can't take it out and turn the carpet around. Then, you know, a lot of times, your only other option may be to, are they building a home or are they buying a home?
It's a tiny house, under 500 square feet.
Oh, okay. Okay.
This is tiny.
Huh?
It has wood floor in it already, or does it have carpeting?
I'm guessing it does. Yeah. She likes carpeting, but it's already got, the ones you're looking at already wood.
Right. Okay. You're going to have a traffic pattern, obviously, because more and more you go back and forth in the room, your furniture set in one area, it's going to be clean, not abused at all, not walked on, not light fading, but you're going to have that constant walk pattern and, you know, you can't flip the carpet around like you can a rug. So, you know, you've got kind of drawbacks on that end.
So a rug, they should think rugs.
I would, unless, you know, for aesthetic reasons, she really wants carpeting wall to wall.
Right.
And, you know, comfort, obviously, when you step out of bed, you don't want to step on a cold floor. You want to put it on a rug, yeah.
Right.
You know, I've got a comment for you, Bob. I've seen a lot of flooring in my remodeling business, and one of the things that I see that has superior wear right now is luxury vinyl tile. It's called LVT, and it has a pattern and a color of wood. It looks like wood. So you could put that down first and then do the idea of the rug on top to give you that carpet feel.
Huh?
But you've got a very durable floor underneath that is easy to clean. So just an idea.
Good.
Okay?
I'll tell him. Thanks a lot.
You're welcome.
Thanks
for calling,
it.
Bob. Appreciate you. 656-8255, 656-8255, or 1-800-951-8255. Final segment coming up with Carrie McDuffie and Superior Carpet and Rug when we return with more of Around the House on News Talk 98.7 WOKF.
Are you ready? Hey, are you ready for this? Are you hanging on the edge of your seat? Out of the doorway, the bullet's ripped. Another one bites the dust. Another one bites the
dust. Don't pay. Don't whine. Go Rhino Shield.
Football season is here, and you don't want to spend your weekends outside working on your home now, do you?
Jeff and Roxanne here with Rhino Shield, the better than paint people. Imagine never having to paint your home's exterior for at least 25 years, and it's a transferable warranty.
Imagine having a low E coating, an R equivalency rating of a 6.89 on your home. This equals energy savings.
We also help with mold and mildew, and we help keep all the elements away from your siding.
Biggest plus, it comes in any color. Especially your wife's favorite.
Now, when I'm happy, he gets to watch more football. Imagine making this a reality. Well, you can. Call RhinoShield at 865-219-3070 or log on to RhinoShieldTN.com. Find out more again at RhinoShieldTN.com or 865-219-3070.
Call today and receive 25% off your in-home evaluation.
It's real estate time in Tennessee. If you're thinking of making a move, good call. And an even better call is to contact Ryan Coleman. This is Jeff Jarnigan, here to strongly recommend my friend Ryan in Hometown Realty. With 17 years experience and over 1,000 homes sold, Ryan Coleman knows the market, what it takes to sell for top dollar while finding your next dream home. And Ryan works directly with all his clients, so you won't be passed off to another agent. You'll get to know him as a friend and trust him like I do. And get this. If your home doesn't sell, Ryan will buy it. So it's guaranteed to sell. To find out how to make your best move, call Ryan today, 693-SOLD. Hometown Realty is where home, family, and East Tennessee values matter. And Ryan will quarterback a touchdown of a sale. To list or buy, call Ryan, 693-SOLD. He's the personable realtor who calls you back. That's 693-SOLD. Or go online, RyanColeman.org.
Equal housing opportunity. Certain restrictions apply. Separate contract and inspection appraisal apply.
When your morning commute slows to a crawl, we've got you covered. Adam Litton, Right Now Traffic. Weekday mornings on News Talk 98.7 WOKI.
Welcome back. I'm Dawn Steimer, and this is Around the House on News Talk 98.7 WOKI. If you're just joining us, Superior Carpet and Rug Cleaning is in the house. Carrie McDuffie is here with me this morning. Carrie is an expert. Over 30 years, his own local business does a great job. In fact, a few years back, he renamed his company Superior Carpet and Rug Cleaning, and I was so excited about that because that's exactly what he is. He is superior to all the carpet and rug cleaning people I have seen in the area. I just don't call anybody else. If you want to talk to Carrie during the week, you can call him at 691-5686, 691-5686, or his website is superioroknoxville.com, superioroknoxville.com. Welcome back, Carrie.
No, thank you.
We're talking about rugs and rug cleaning. So let's talk about cleaning, you know, an area rug.
Mm-hmm.
Is that the same as carpet? Is it more often? Is it mm-hmm. less often? You know, what do I do if I spill something during the holidays on one of my rugs?
If you spill something, again, use white paper towel or white cloth or white anything white, because you can obviously see the transfer.
Mm-hmm.
If there's any dye migration or whatever, it doesn't bleed onto, the colors don't bleed from the towel.
Gotcha.
And a lot of times with towels made anymore, you never know how dye-set they are. So anything white, you'd be safe with, as long as it's not bleach. You know, you've washed it with bleach or whatever. Don't do that.
That's a good point.
Yeah.
What about towels, those things are really absorbent.
Those are pretty absorbent. They're hard to rub. You know, they just have a grippy feeling to them.
Yeah.
but you're blotting anyway. You're not rubbing.
Okay.
You blot it, you know, as dry as possible. Maybe put initially get all the weight that off of it. Then maybe take another white towel. What I've recommended a lot of times, and we've had pretty successful, is get a damp towel,
mm-hmm.
put on top of it. And put a, put a damp towel on top of it,
mm-hmm.
put a dry towel on top of that, and then put some weight on it.
Oh.
What happens is a lot of times it gets to that dry towel and it stops. But if you have a damp towel, not wet, but just damp,
right.
it goes on through that into the dry towel.
It's kind of like once it's in motion, it keeps going.
Right. Once it's
interesting.
Yeah. Right. Once
mm-hmm.
it gets that dry,
it
stops.
That's a basic physics lesson.
Yeah. Yeah.
Not like I understand physics, but things in motion stay in motion.
Exactly.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
So a clean, damp towel covered by a dry towel.
And then put a little bit of weight on it.
Some weight.
How long
do you leave it on there?
A couple of hours.
Okay. So you're not talking overnight.
No.
Just a couple hours.
Yeah.
All right. Then what?
And then, you know, take it off and see the result.
Okay.
Then use the Dawn dishwashing liquid detergent.
Okay, let's give that ratio again.
It's 1/3 vinegar to 2/3 water.
White vinegar.
White vinegar with about 2 to 3 drops of Dawn dishwashing liquid in a spray bottle. And use a spray bottle so you can actually dial the tip down to whatever size you need.
Okay.
So do that, and then again blot it up, and then maybe lightly use a term like massage, maybe move it back and forth, not scrub it, but move the towel back and forth, just get a little bit of agitation.
Okay.
And then keep doing that. Not enough, again, to distort the fibers.
So no scrubbing.
No scrubbing, but again,
no
just maybe
brush
lightly move
for
it back
scrubbing.
And forth. No.
Oh, I'd be in trouble.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
So, and that's going to clean it? That's really going to get that out?
Well, it's going to get it out as much as you possibly can. Again,
we
were on the carpet cleaning job several years ago, and the guy had spilt mustard on a carpet, which is very, very hard to get out.
Mm-hmm.
He said, oh, I can get it out. So he began getting over there and scrubbing. I'm sorry, it wasn't mustard. It was orange juice, and which is tart anyway.
Oh,
and he said, it'll get out.
Yeah.
So I thought, I'm using what I can to get it out. So he got down there and scrubbed it. See, it's out. Fiber's distorted.
Mm-hmm.
Well, last person touches it, buys it.
Mm.
If I would have done that, I'd have been having to buy some carpet. So
there's
certain limitations that you can go to,
mm-hmm.
that I can go to as a cleaner, that if we go beyond that, then we have to get customer's permission and say, look, do you want to store the fibers?
Sure.
So.
Okay. So if you don't take care of a rug, mm-hmm. it will not last as long.
Not last long.
However,
cleaning it every couple of years would help.
Every 2 years.
Recommended, depend on the traffic, spot spills, stuff like that. Fido.
What about cleaning urine and pet?
That can be washed out.
Okay.
Again, it's a different extra charge, but it's going to be washed out in a different bath because you can't wash out urine with just normal cleaning agents.
Oh, okay.
Because it has
so
ammonia, urine salts.
Sure.
So you have to process. Yeah.
Wow.
So that's more in depth. Yeah.
All right. If you want to talk to Carrie about your rug and what's going on with your rug in your particular home and your particular situation, guess what? He not only will talk to you, he will come out and look at it. And then if you decide you want him to clean the rug, he'll take it with him, mm-hmm. pick it up, and bring it back when he's done.
Mm-hmm.
Love that. Thank you for being
not
with
before
me.
Thanksgiving.
Not before
Afterwards,
Thanksgiving.
We can do it.
And you always like to say, mm-hmm. you kind of have a saying that if it's worth having and mm-hmm. keeping, it's worth taking care of.
Yes,
right?
It is. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Thank you for being here, Carrie.
Yes,
I appreciate
you for having me.
All right. If you want to talk to Carrie McDuffie during the week, you can reach him at 691-5686, 691-5686, or go to superioroknoxville.com, superioroknoxville, spelled out, .com. Don't go away. We got another really interesting topic when we talk about protecting your home and how to do that. And we're going to return after this news break with more of Around the House on News Talk 98.7 WOKI.
The Titans are back home at Nissan Stadium this Sunday to host the Green Bay Packers. We cover all the stories leading up to this NFC North Division matchup on the award-winning Titans Countdown at noon Eastern. Then Mike Keith and Frank Wycheck get you the play-by-play action with a kickoff at 1 Eastern. Marcus Mariota and the Tennessee Titans against Aaron Rodgers and the Green Bay Packers right here on this Titans radio station.
The Titans and the Packers, Sunday at noon on News Talk 98.7 WOKI.
Hiring people is probably the worst part of my job. It's such a hassle, the searching, the sorting through resumes. Most people don't have the right experience.
We started using ZipRecruiter about 3 months ago. Right from the start, you could tell it was going to make hiring a lot easier. One click and my job was posted to 100+ job boards, all the top sites.
All of the candidates came to my dashboard, and it's easy to compare them. Thumbs up if I liked them, thumbs down if I didn't. No emails and attachments, printing up docs, phone calls, none of that.
And I couldn't believe the number of great applicants we got. I had the person we needed within 1 week. I don't know how we hired before ZipRecruiter.
Whether you're looking to fill one position or 20, find the best candidates with ZipRecruiter, where your job is just one click away from 100+ job sites. ZipRecruiter, the fastest way to hire. And right now you can try ZipRecruiter free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/talk. That's ZipRecruiter.com/talk. ZipRecruiter.com/talk.
Need replacement windows, siding, or doors? Trust CRS Exteriors for fair, honest pricing every time. None of that price it up, price it down stuff. Just top quality products and service from locally owned CRS, the exclusive dealer for Superior Infinity from Marvin Windows. And CRS offers 12 months interest-free financing with no money down. 865-670-8823 or CRSExteriors.com.
If you're retired or someday plan to retire, then you need to listen to More Living with Jim Brogan every Saturday from 9 to 10 a.m. Each week, Jim gives advice on subjects of money management, Social Security benefits, health and fitness, estate planning, and more. It's all about peace of mind and living the best years of your life your way. Call in and ask questions about retirement to Jim and his special guests every Saturday morning from 9 to 10 a.m. right here on News Talk 98.7. More Living with Jim Brogan on News Talk.
This is the News and Talk of East Tennessee. News Talk 98.7 WOKI-FM. Oliver Springs, Knoxville.
Violent protests. Trump and Obamacare. I'm Christopher Cruz.
We reject the president.
The sounds of demonstrators Friday in Atlanta, one of the cities that dealt with a third night of protests against the election of Donald Trump. Traffic was disrupted in Atlanta and Miami. There were violent protests for a second night in Portland, Oregon, where police used tear gas and flashbang grenades to disperse the unruly crowd. Hundreds of people marched through the city, disrupting traffic and spray-painting graffiti. Trump told the Wall Street Journal he wants to keep parts of Obamacare in place, including letting parents keep older children on their policies. A jury of 10 whites and 2 blacks in Cincinnati continues its work today in the murder trial of a now-fired police officer who shot and killed an unarmed black driver. The jury told the judge on Friday they hadn't been able to reach a verdict. I'm Christopher Cruz. There are new reports of public killings and other atrocities committed against people in the Iraqi city of Mosul by Islamic State terrorists. The UN Human Rights Office says the victims included dozens of civilians who were shot and killed, their bodies hung from telephone poles. Correspondent Phil Black is in Erbil, Iraq.
They all talk about what appears to be a campaign of terror against people who are suspected of collaborating with the operation to take back the city. Dozens of people have been executed in Mosul. In some cases, the UN says children have been used as the executioners.
Hundreds of thousands of South Koreans filled the streets of Seoul today, demanding the resignation of President Park Geun-hye. Her close friend is suspected of using her ties to the president to force companies to donate tens of millions of dollars to foundations she controlled. The protests among the biggest since the country embraced democracy 30 years ago. I'm Christopher Cruz.
Hiring people is probably the worst part of my job. It's such a hassle, the searching, the sorting through resumes. Most people don't have the right experience.
We started using ZipRecruiter about 3 months ago. Right from the start, you could tell it was going to make hiring a lot easier. One click and my job was posted to 100-plus job boards, all the top sites.
All of the candidates came to my dashboard, and it's easy to compare them. Thumbs up if I liked them, thumbs down if I didn't. No emails and attachments, printing up docs, phone calls, none of that.
And I couldn't believe the number of great applicants we got. I had the person we needed within 1 week. I don't know how we hired before ZipRecruiter.
Whether you're looking to fill one position or 20, find the best candidates with ZipRecruiter, where your job is just one click away from 100-plus job sites. ZipRecruiter, the fastest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/talk. That's ZipRecruiter.com/talk. ZipRecruiter.com/talk.
A former contestant on The Apprentice who accuses President-elect Donald Trump of sexual assault wants Trump to take back his promises to sue the women who've made charges against him.
I refuse to be intimidated into silence.
Summer Zervos, who appeared on the reality show in 2006, reached out to Mr. Trump for career advice, she says, in 2007. At two meetings with him, the second happening at the Beverly Hills Hotel, she alleges he sexually assaulted her. At a news conference Friday with her attorney, Gloria Allred, Zervos, visibly shaken, says in spite of Mr. Trump's threat of legal action, she's not backing down.
I will continue to speak out and tell the truth. The truth is always the right option, and we'll win out in the end.
Mr. Trump has denied all allegations of sexual harassment made by several women during the course of the campaign. Jim Roop, Los Angeles.
Four people were killed, 14 wounded today in what the Taliban is claiming was a suicide attack on the Bagram American airfield in Afghanistan. I'm Christopher Cruz.
Hiring people is probably the worst part of my job. It's such a hassle, the searching, the sorting through resumes. Most people don't have the right experience.
We started using ZipRecruiter about 3 months ago. Right from the start, you could tell it was going to make hiring a lot easier. One click and my job was posted to 100-plus job boards, all the top sites.
All of the candidates came to my dashboard, and it's easy to compare them. Thumbs up if I liked them, thumbs down if I didn't. No emails and attachments, printing up docs, phone calls, none of that.
And I couldn't believe the number of great applicants we got. I had the person we needed within 1 week. I don't know how we hired before ZipRecruiter.
Whether you're looking to fill one position or 20, find the best candidates with ZipRecruiter, where your job is just one click away from 100-plus job sites. ZipRecruiter, the fastest way to hire. And right now you can try ZipRecruiter free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/talk. That's ZipRecruiter.com/talk. ZipRecruiter.com/talk.
Lots of sunshine for your Saturday afternoon with a high temperature near 60. Tonight, watch for areas of frost after midnight, otherwise mostly clear with a low of 32. Sunday, areas of frost before 10 a.m., otherwise lots of sunshine with a high near 61. Sunday night, mostly cloudy with a low temperature near 42 degrees. For the VLT Local 8 Weather Center, I'm Kyle Granger. Have a good weekend.
News Talk 98.7 WOKI presents Around the House with Dawn Steimer, your weekly source for home improvement, fix-it, and do-it-yourself tips and techniques. Brought to you by Dickens Turf and Landscape Supply, your solution for the lawn and landscape, and your Toro dealer. Now, here's Around the House.
Good morning, and welcome to Around the House. I'm Dawn Steimer, and this is News Talk 98.7 WOKI. If you're just joining us and you missed the first hour, we had Carrie McDuffie from Superior Carpet and Rug Cleaning on. Carrie's a great guy and has been in business over 30 years, a 30-year-old local business. How cool is that? Better yet, he is superior at what he does. If you want to talk to him, you can reach him at 691-5686, 691-5686, or go to superioroknoxville.com, superioroknoxville.com. Just a big shout out to Carrie. Thanks for being here this morning. Wow. Okay, so now we're going to switch gears, so get ready. But before we do that, before I tell you who my surprise guest is, I want to encourage you that if you missed something this morning as we talk, there's a lot of great information that's given out on this show, and I'm very proud to have the guests that I have. If you missed something, well, you just go to newstalk987.com, newstalk987.com, click on the weekend shows. We're right up at the top of the list, and you just scroll down just a little bit, you'll see podcasts, and you can pick up a podcast on any topic. They're all listed by topic. There's over 70 shows on there. So we've been doing this a while, and there's going to be a lot of information there for you. I hope you enjoy it. That's newstalk987.com, weekend shows, and then click on the podcast as you scroll down once you click on Around the House. All right, here's your surprise. We're going to be talking with Brian Davis today from SIA. Security Investment Appraisals. Interesting name. Thank you for being here.
Thank you for having me.
I think that's really interesting, the name, because I know what you do, and I would like you to tell me how you came up with Superior Investment
Security
Appraisals. Okay. Security. All right. And that's what this topic is. We're talking about how to protect our homes.
And we generally go by SIA Firearms, but the Security Investment Appraisals is very important to us. When we opened our gun store about a year ago, we wanted something very different than we had here in Knoxville.
Mm-hmm.
You have to come out and see the store itself. The store is light and airy. It's not like being in somebody's basement.
Yeah, some of them are like dungeons. They really are.
They are. They're not particularly inviting.
No, they're scary.
If you're a firearm enthusiast, yeah, you'll wade through that. But if you're a novice and you're trying to learn, we wanted to have some place that you wanted to come to. And the security is pretty self-explanatory. It's your personal security, your loved ones, your business.
Sure.
And you're investing in it, whether it's the firearm or other devices that you buy to help protect yourself mm-hmm. or the training you get to be able to deploy them properly, mm-hmm. that's the investment that you're making. We also appraise firearms. We buy firearms collections all the time.
Oh, really?
There's a lot of people that, you know, a loved one passes away and suddenly in the attic they find they have 50 firearms and it's really not their thing.
What am I going to do with this?
Yeah, and they don't know what they're worth sure. or what to do with them. Mm-hmm. And we talk to people like that all the time.
Interesting.
But we'll also appraise your security situation, be it in your home or be it in your business.
Now, how do you do that?
Well, a lot of times we'll simply talk to you. You know, what are you trying to accomplish? What kind of threats do you have? There's a great difference between somebody that lives alone and they're retired or somebody that has a business and they make cash deposits frequently.
Ah.
Very opposite ends of the spectrum.
Yes.
And we talk to everybody in between because no two people are the same.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
When I'm training people a lot, I talk with firearms the same way people talk about cars.
Well, that'll be a different conversation than I would have been expecting.
Well, but if you think about it, if you gave me a big wad of cash, mm-hmm. there's no way I could go out and pick out the perfect car for you.
For sure.
And I certainly couldn't even get close without talking to you for a while and getting to know you.
Mm-hmm.
And what you wanted and needed in a car at 20, 30, 40, and 50
are change.
Entirely different things.
Yeah.
And that's something when we're talking to people, we make sure they understand and help them through that process.
And, you know, one of the things that's happening right now is obviously we're coming on the holidays.
Correct.
And there are a lot of home invasions that happen during the holidays. And that's why one of the main reasons why we invited you onto the show is to talk about how to really keep our homes safe. What are some of the things we can do to keep our homes safe?
Well, one of the things that happens during the holiday season is, first of all, everyone's distracted.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of things going on in the home that make them tempting burglary targets because everybody's getting all this new cool stuff.
Mm-hmm.
We've all heard the thing about not putting the boxes out by the curb
yes.
so somebody knows you bought this new 70-inch
yes.
flat screen.
Mm-hmm.
You're working all kinds of weird hours. You're out of the home later. You're gone for parties.
Mm-hmm.
You have people that will put on social media, hey, I'm not home tonight.
I know. I think, what?
I'm on vacation.
I talk about vacations when I return.
Well, and that's a very good tip, is it's great to put that stuff up after you're back.
Mm-hmm.
But you don't want your home to be an inviting target. And one of the things that I've done numerous times over the years, looked at somebody's home and said, wow, from a burglar's point of view, and most burglaries are daytime. Home invasion robberies.
Isn't that interesting? No, I didn't know that.
Well, because what happens is nobody's home.
Sure.
The kids are in school. Mm-hmm. Everybody's out working.
Mm-hmm.
Burglars generally don't want to deal with people.
Mm-hmm. I get that.
And that's what you want to do is you want to have a home that's not an inviting target.
Mm.
And the same thing out, you know, you're doing all the shopping and stuff.
Right.
And the typical victim in a shopping center parking lot is the person that's loaded down with packages, texting with their head down, and that's
and
not what you want to be
all the time.
You do, and you know Knoxville is a very safe town,
we
don't want to do anything based upon fear.
No,
but things happen in life, and bad guys generally are pretty lazy.
Mm-hmm.
That's why they're bad guys,
mm-hmm.
and you want to make it so they go pick on someone else.
Well, yeah, exactly. You want a heads up. You want to be aware of your surroundings. Don't walk into a dark space. If I go to a store late in the evening, you know, I just say, I'd like somebody to walk out with me.
And that's a very good thing. You can get in most stores and the malls and things mm-hmm. like that. They will escort you. If you're in a situation where you can't, just wait till a bunch of people are walking out.
Yes. Or yes, if there's a lot of traffic, I feel much safer because people aren't going to do something crazy in the middle of a group of people. Chances are.
Chances are. And one of the things that you do is when you first pull up there is pay attention to where you're parking.
Mm.
Park near a light. Well, first of all, don't go to a business that's not well lit.
Exactly.
But
and there are several of those around here.
There are. And you know, they're doing a disservice to their customers.
Mm-hmm.
If you come out to our store at night, I mean, it's like a landing strip. It's very well lit up. But you've just got to pay attention from the moment you get there. Nobody's going to be concerned for your personal safety other than yourself.
So who's around you?
Who's around you? What the area is like.
Okay.
You've got to take a look at where you're parking and what you're parking next to. You really don't want to park between a couple of large vehicles that are going to block somebody's view of you.
Amen.
When I pull up to the mall, I park out a little further and walk in. I'd rather have a bunch of open space around my car so I can see when I'm coming out. And if there's some people around my car that I think are sketchy, I wait them out.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm not really the pointy end of the spear anymore. I'm more of that part towards the back. And I realize that.
Yeah.
But you've got to make decisions like that in your personal safety all the time.
Okay. And what about keys? If you're fumbling around standing by the side of your car with keys, that can be a problem.
It is. And it's one of those things that when you're walking out to your car, you really need to walk out with purpose, mm-hmm. with your keys out, your head up, your hands free.
Mm-hmm.
You don't want to ever transmit that victimhood to somebody. You want to be somebody that a bad guy doesn't want to target.
And you have a history with this. You are a former police officer.
I am.
And that's a big deal. And I like that you're working with this kind of a security company because you give credence to what you're saying by your experience and training.
Well, SIA Firearms, when we opened the store, one of the things we were very committed to is safe, responsible firearms ownership.
Mm.
Because while owning a firearm is a right, just like the First Amendment, what you say is a huge responsibility as well.
That's right.
The Second Amendment is a huge responsibility in this country. Thankfully, we have that right, but we take it very seriously.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the things, like right now, we're having our open house, and with every firearms purchase, we're giving a free handgun fundamentals course.
Really?
And that's a cost that comes out of our pocket, mm-hmm. but there's so many people that will go into a gun store and buy a firearm, and I come back to the car analogy. You would never consider going into a car dealership without ever having taken driver's ed, and okay, I'll take the red one over there.
Right.
But we want people to have that baseline. One of the things we did is we invested in the laser shot law enforcement training system where people can come in there who've never handled a firearm before.
I'm so excited about that.
It is a very cool system.
I really am.
We can do everything from simulate the entire range experience, including printing out a target that shows you what you did, to all kinds of skill training things, to putting you in real-world scenarios that change based on your reaction.
Mm.
Because, frankly, I can teach anybody to shoot paper targets.
Mm-hmm.
But
sure.
Knowing when to shoot and how to shoot and do it under a stressful situation is something that you need if you're going to do it to protect yourself.
All right. 656-8255, 656-8255. We have a firearms expert and a security expert, former police officer, in the house. We're taking your calls next when we return with more of Around the House on News Talk 98.7 WOKI.
Mother Superior jumped the gun. Mother Superior jumped the gun.
Know how to get stuff done around the house? We've got you covered. Around the House with Dawn Steimer. Saturday mornings from 7 to 9 on News Talk 98.7 WOKI.
Since 2002, Truitt Electric has been the local leading Knoxville electrician for residential electrical services in the East Tennessee Valley. They take great pride in the work they do, which is what sets them apart from the competition. While other companies offer electrical in their services like a side item on a menu, Truitt Electric proudly offers electrical as their main entree. So you can feel good knowing that they've been mastering the skill of electrical work for many years, as opposed to offering you a menu side item like plumbing and painting. Call Truitt Electric and experience the difference. 865-549-7015.
Hey, East Tennessee. ANC Trades wants to talk with you about your latest utility bill. Odds are it was more expensive than you'd like it to be, but it doesn't have to be that way. ANC Trades uses geothermal HVAC technology to provide clean and more comfortable heating and cooling that will reduce your bill by up to 70% per month. So whether it's the dead heat of summer or a polar vortex, your heating and cooling bill will be consistently low. Act now and receive a huge tax credit. Financing available. Get rid of that old traditional unit in your home and stop fearing the utility bill. ANC Trades will keep you and your wallet comfortable all year round. Call us. 865-588-1333 or visit acgeothermaltn.com. ANC Trades, serving East Tennessee since 1977. That's 865-588-1333 or acgeothermaltn.com.
As homeowners, many of us feel unsure of the path to a successful remodeling project. But with Master Construction Alliance, we have the systems in place for each step to ensure your home is just the way you want it, without the worry of who do I call for this and when should I do that. Why, we'll even take you shopping with an interior designer to make sure your expectations are met. You can expect a masterpiece when you call 458-0416 or go to masterconstructionalliance.com. Welcome back. I'm Dawn Steimer, and this is Around the House on News Talk 98.7 WOKI. SIIA Firearms is in the house. Brian Davis has been with them for a while, but you are a former police officer and highly qualified to have these conversations with us this morning.
Thank you.
Thank you for being here. If you want to talk to Brian or some of the team, you can reach them at 851-9108, 851-9108, or by going to SIAKnoxville.com. I like that.
Yeah.
Simple. SIA Knoxville.
And you can find us on Facebook, the same name.
All right, cool. All right, there's so much to cover, but I want to stay with this holiday safety thing because I think, you know, forewarned is forearmed. And if we do our best, we're going to make it a little more difficult and maybe they'll skip.
And that's what you
want
to do.
That's what you want.
And, you know, and it comes down to, does your house look like a target?
Yeah.
You know, during the day, are there no cars there?
Mm-hmm.
For years at my house, we had a third car, not only because at the time I was restoring Jeeps and, you know, I have cars with 20 years old and there was always a little mystery when you turn the key, but it was nice to have a third car. My house never looked unoccupied.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a big proponent of dogs. I've always had dogs. If a burglar is going to break into your house and he hears dogs, and it really doesn't matter what size they are.
Really?
They don't want to deal with dogs.
Yeah, who does? I mean, you know, you don't want to run around, even if it's a little dog with them attached to your ankle, trying to do something you shouldn't be doing anyway.
Exactly. And dogs make noise.
Yes.
And you
they don't like noise.
And one of the things with burglaries is all the firearms in the world won't prevent a burglary because you're not there.
Mm-hmm.
So it's something that you've got to take a look at your house. Does your house look empty and unoccupied where a burglar knows that they'll have hours and hours?
Wow.
One of the things I like on all of our doors, we have double cylinder deadbolts where instead of having a little knob on the inside, you have to have a key.
Oh, really? See, now I think that's a safety hazard.
Well, now, at night, we have the key in the lock. But when we leave the house, especially when we're on vacation, mm-hmm. we take all the keys and lock them up. Because there's nothing more suspicious than somebody trying to take your 70-inch plasma screen out a window because they can't take it out a door.
I tell my neighbors all the time, I'm not moving. And if somebody's carrying stuff out of my house, pay attention.
and you know, and that's so important too, is getting to know your neighbors.
Yeah.
In this day and time, there's so many people that don't know your neighbors. Mm-hmm. But if you know your neighbors and they can look out for you and say, hey, there's three people over there carrying stuff out of their house. Mm-hmm. Maybe I should call them at work. You know, I'm thankful I'm in Fountain City. Most of my neighbors are older and they're home.
Yes, me too.
And they keep their eyes out on the house. And now younger families and stuff are starting to move in.
Mm-hmm.
And they all knew I was the retired cop. So I would get the calls once in a while in the middle of the night.
Oh.
And, you know, that would translate into banana bread or a fruitcake later on. But
yeah.
We all knew each other.
Yeah.
And that's an important thing.
All right. So good solid locks installed properly.
Yes.
Use all of the things they give you when they give you a lock set, because there are really very important pieces that people leave off all the time. They really do. I am astonished.
They do. And all of this stuff is inconvenient.
Yes, I agree.
I mean, if we could have, you know, no doors and no locks and everything, it would be a much nicer place. But that's just not the world that we live in.
Mm-hmm.
Outdoor lighting is very important.
Mm.
Especially, you know, you're really dealing with two different things. At night, most people are home and it's more of a home invasion situation than a burglary.
Yes.
But burglaries are a lot more common.
Huh. I never thought about the difference. Home invasion versus a burglary.
Well, if you run into a person, it's suddenly not a burglary anymore.
Yeah.
It's a robbery.
Yeah.
But those generally make the paper every time they happen.
Sure.
Burglaries happen all the time and they're make the paper way in the back when they do
happen. Well, and worse yet, when the police get there, they kind of go, well, you know, if we find something that, you know, did you put your numbers on it? Do you have the
the serial numbers.
Serial numbers, thank you. And if you don't, they kind of look at you like, what do you want me to do? And you're devastated. So let's get prepared before Let's not get to that point where we have to have those.
Right. And for major purchases, especially major portable purchases like laptops and digital cameras and things like that, it's worth, there's a place on all the manuals to record the serial number. A lot of places, if you buy from, give you the serial number right on the receipt and put those away somewhere, because for law enforcement, they can't determine if this is your property unless they have a serial number. So their hands are kind of tied.
Sure. And you can't expect somebody to do something, find something, when you don't have any identification for it.
Correct. But if you do have that information, they can search pawn shops and everything else. And pawn shops, to bring something in, you have to show ID. Mm-hmm. So they actually catch people like that all the time.
That's awesome. That's funny, but it's awesome. It's funny that they don't know that. All right, let's talk about how to be prepared for the worst.
Well, it always comes down to, you know, that 3 a.m. situation.
Mm-hmm.
At night, my bedside table, I have a flashlight, a firearm, a cell phone, and my car keys. Because, first of all, in any kind of nighttime situation, if you have a firearm without some kind of flashlight, you're really not being safe.
Mm.
You have to know what you're looking at.
Yes.
You don't know if it's, you know, your kid home from college or, I mean, those things happen and they're tragic and they're very preventable. If a lot of people who have a firearm dedicated just for the house, they have a weapons mounted light on it just for that reason.
But yes. Now, that's different than a laser, though.
It is. It's different than a laser because a light will illuminate so you can see your target. Now, there's combinations of the two, but I think a light for household defense is a lot more important. But the other thing you want to have is you want to have your cell phone and you want to have a plan, because you want to be able to say, okay, if someone breaks into my house in the wee hours of the night, what am I going to do?
Exactly.
You know, and obviously in the state of Tennessee, we have the Castle Doctrine. You have the legal right to deploy lethal force to defend your house and your family. But do you really want to, unless you absolutely have to?
Because that's going to affect you for a long time.
It will. And it's one of those things that is not going to go well for you financially. Your homeowner's insurance will not cover you for any kind of act that you take to defend your house. It's an intentional act. Your homeowner's insurance doesn't cover you.
Oh, I didn't know that.
So that's one of the things. Certainly you'll be alive, but you're going to have legal bills to defend yourself, because the person that you shot, if they're in jail, they have nothing better to do than to sue you.
Right. Right.
But so you also want to be able to have a plan of retreat, because nobody wants to take a life.
Right. Absolutely.
You know, in my house as a family, especially my kids are grown now, but when they were living at home, we had a retreat plan and they were downstairs. So we had to have two separate ones with an idea of where everybody would go and where we would meet up if we had to leave the house.
Mm-hmm.
And that's important.
It is important.
The nice thing about keeping your car keys next to it is almost everybody now has a car with a car alarm.
Mm-hmm.
So you can trigger that, the panic button on your car alarm, and then suddenly you have all this noise and siren outside your house.
Excellent idea.
And you're calling 911 from your cell phone. You're announcing to the bad guy, hey, I have a gun. I've got 911 on the phone. And most bad guys, we come back to it, are lazy. They want to leave.
Yeah. They want the easy pickings.
And that's what you really want. You want to deter.
All right. Let's talk about lighting, because, you know, there's always the, do I keep my lights on every night, even when I'm there? Or do I leave them on 24/7? Or do, you know, if I only put them on when I'm gone, that, and somebody's watching, they're going to know.
Yeah, in a lot of situations with burglaries, it's really not like TV where somebody's going to case your house. Unless you have a lot of really nice stuff to steal, people aren't going to case your house for days on end. It's really going to be their first impression as they're driving through your neighborhood. If you've got lights on and they can hear a TV or they can hear radio on, you know, maybe not music, but talk radio, something that sounds like voices.
Right.
The other thing that happens is a lot of times people will come up and ring your doorbell.
Yes.
And that's their way of checking if you're home.
Mm-hmm.
We were very careful with our kids growing up, because a lot of times amateur burglaries are based on a friend of a friend of a friend of teenagers, early 20s that they've been in your house or they know. So we're just very careful about limiting who comes in our house and, and knowing our business.
Mm-hmm.
So that was one of the things you just kind of pay attention to. Strangers come to your door, don't let people in your house.
I don't even open the door for a stranger. I just don't.
Well, I'm the same way too. We have cameras outside our house and we can bring it up on any TV. And a lot of times we just, okay, we don't know that person.
Opt out.
Yep, that's exactly it.
All right. So Let's talk. I want to get started. I'm up against a break, but I really want to get started just a little bit.
Okay.
Let's talk about how a firearm can be part of your personal safety plan.
Well, you know, firearms are a very important deterrent, and it's not something that's right for everybody. There's a lot of things that factor into that. Personal beliefs. There's some people that just can't exercise that level of violence to defend their life, and using a firearm is a violent thing. And you have to make peace with that and say, I could take a life to defend my life. Some people can't do that, and firearms probably aren't the right thing. There's less lethal things that we can talk about, and we'll probably talk about later, that would be good for them.
Okay.
Also, we come back to, where are you in your life? You know, if you're 20 and you've got great motor skills and good eye-to-hand coordination, that's different than if you're 75. And that has to be factored in with what you want
laughing,
out of fire.
But it's true.
Well, it is. And a lot of people, you know, you go into some of these gun stores and they have what I call a chairborne ranger that is going to tell you exactly what you need. Well, it's like buying a car. I've got to talk to you for a while because I need to know what your situation is.
Well, interesting, because when I got my gun, which was recently, I went with an ex-Marine.
Okay.
Great guy. Just a great guy. Weapons specialist, really understands guns, did not understand a woman with a gun. So I'm a little concerned about how I'm going to handle this gun, because it's probably a little bit more than I needed and a little bit bigger than I expected. We'll see. We'll see. But I'm going to find out at SIA Firearms, because that's where I'm going to try it.
We're going to have you come out and shoot the simulator. You will love it.
All right. 656-8255, 656-8255, or 1-800-951-8255. If you have a question about how to keep your family safe, maybe about how to handle a gun in your house, this is the time. 656-8255. More coming up on Around the House on News Talk 98.7 WOKI.
You'll be the first to know with sports reports from Will West. Weekday mornings at 6:55 and 7:55 on News Talk 98.7 WOKI.
Wow. What a drought. You know, no rain for what, 2-3 months? What's going to happen in the spring when I try to get my lawn to come back from an already defeated position? Well, I'll tell you how to handle that the same way the professionals handle it. Call Dickens Turf and Landscape Supply in Bearden. They're on Balm Drive in Bearden, and they have a brand new showroom for you, so you can see a lot more equipment, get a lot more information, and a lot more options. Where do I call? It's 588-1993, 588-1993. Dickens Turf and Landscape Supply. These guys are turf experts. They also have a service department, and they have all the residential and commercial zero turns for Toro, because they are an authorized dealer for Toro in Knox County. Unbelievable. They will do a plan for you to come out of this drought and have the best looking lawn in the city. Maybe in the state. You just never know. But these guys are very, very seasoned with turf and management. The experts are here to help you. Dickens Turf and Landscape Supply, 588-1993, 588-1993. Come by where the professionals buy.
Warning, warning, intruder alert, intruder alert.
No, the invaders are not from outer space. They're from Asia. We know them as ladybugs, and they're getting ready to invade your home. Fortunately, if you call Dayton's Pest Control today, you can prevent them from entering. Isn't that right, Dayton?
Yes. We can power spray the perimeter of your home to put up a protective barrier that will repel ladybugs, box elder bugs, spiders, and more.
When do we need you to come, Dayton?
It's best to call me now for an appointment. For instance, ladybugs come into your home after a period of cooler weather. That's nature's signal they need to hibernate, and your home makes an excellent cave for hibernation. Once they are in your home, a perimeter spray won't work.
Do ladybugs cause any other problems?
Yes, these ladybug beetles can bite, and their infestations can cause allergies in some individuals, ranging from eye irritation to asthma.
Prepare your house for winter. Protect your family. Get a perimeter power treatment from Dayton's Pest Control now. Call Dayton's Pest Control at 588-6686. Let Dayton's advantage be yours.
A chilly but sunny day here in East Tennessee with a high temperature near 60 by the afternoon. Overnight tonight, areas of frost after midnight. Freeze watches and warnings are posted, a low of 32. For your Sunday, sunshine with a high near 61. Sunday night, mostly cloudy with a low temperature of 42 degrees. For the VLT Local Lake Weather Center, I'm Kyle Granger. Have a good weekend.
Welcome back. I'm Dawn Steimer, and this is Around the House on News Talk 98.7 WOKI. If you're just joining us, we are talking with Brian Davis of SIA Firearms. SIA Firearms, located on Countryside Center Lane, but really it's Middlebrook Pike.
Right. We're facing Middlebrook Pike. We're just east of Lovell Road, almost across from the Food City.
Okay. And we all know where that is. So, okay. So, basically, Middlebrook Pike, just east of Lovell Road, across from Food City. All right, got it. And the phone number there is 851-9108, 851-9108, or go to siaknoxville.com, siaknoxville.com. We're taking your calls at 656-8255, 656-8255, or 1-800-951-8255. First up is Lucas. Lucas has a question about a permit. Good morning, Lucas. Welcome to Around the House.
Good morning. Enjoying your program. I've been wanting to get my permit for a long time, and I just now decided I wanted to do it.
Okay.
And I got my weapon. Had someone help me go pick out the nice handgun, you know, just for protection only.
What did you end up with, Lucas?
I got a .38.
Good choice.
All right. It's and what it is that the company I was going to go for, and I never heard of y'all, but I'm wanting to go with y'all. But here's what happened to me. I think I got cased. This company that I called, they told me what I had to do. They said I had to go on the internet and fill out a form through I guess it was Department of Nashville or Safety or whatever.
It's the Department of Homeland Security and Safety in Tennessee.
Yeah,
and
you're supposed to get 9 numbers. So once I did that, they would give me a confirmation code of 9 numbers.
Correct.
Or whatever numbers, which I gave that to this company.
Right.
Well, this morning we're supposed to have I'm supposed to wait for my practice, for my live permit. Well, went out there, no show, no answer at the door, or not. He told me he had 14 people ready to go. Now I'm out $75. Because he wanted me to mail him a check for $75 first. So I said that, I did that. Now, what I'm worried about, because when I filled that form out, it's got my Social Security number on there and all that, and he's got that code. Is that going to harm me, or would I have to retake that test over again to find you or go to someone that would help me get my permit?
Well, now, all you did online was apply for your handgun carry permit with the state of Tennessee.
Yes, sir.
And he doesn't have access to that information. That's between you and the state of Tennessee. Now, you can take that code that you got from the state of Tennessee saying that you had applied, and you can go to any firearms school. Certainly, you can come see us at SIA Firearms and use that number to go through our handgun carry permit class. Because all that tells us is that you went ahead and submitted an application for the state. That way, when you go through our class, we can go ahead and report your scores to the state.
Mm. Yes, sir. Okay. Well, she just gave your number out, 851-9108, right?
Yes, sir. And if you call them after 10 o'clock this morning, they can set you up for our next class.
Well, that's what I'm going to do. Appreciate it.
Thank you, sir.
What a great show. God bless our vets.
Thank you, Lucas. God bless you as well.
Bye-bye now.
Bye-bye. What a great guy. 656-8255, 656-8255, or 1-800-951-8255. Wow. You know, we all have reasons for getting a handgun.
Yes.
And so many times we get our handgun and then we realize we have a storage concern. Where am I going to put this? And, you know, do I want to leave a handgun laying on my nightstand every night? Is that what I really want to do? I don't know.
Well, and it really comes down to who's in your house.
Yeah.
I mean, because I hate to keep coming back to the car thing, but the car thing works so well.
because it changes throughout your life.
Yes.
When I was a law enforcement officer, I had little kids in the house. I had a hall closet that I had changed and put a deadbolt on. All my gear went in there.
Okay.
At the end of the day, my kids all grew up shooting. They all got Red Ryder BB guns for their 10th birthday, and they would shoot on the back deck, and we enforced very strict firearms rules, and every once in a while, one would, you know, mess up the rules and have to sit and watch his brother shoot for a while, and it was very painful to them.
Yeah.
But all my stuff got locked up.
Mm-hmm.
When it got to the point my children were older and they were in their 20s, I could be a little less restrictive on where the firearms are. But when I'm not in the house, everything is still locked up.
Really?
There's, you know, at SIF Firearms, we have a full line of gun safes from small biometric safes that hold one firearm.
Mm-hmm.
Right inside my front door, I have a small biometric safe that when you put in the code, drops down, illuminates the firearm so you can see it and draw it quickly.
Wow. Good idea.
And it makes it accessible. It's bolted into the studs of the wall. You'd have to sit. I mean, I could stand on it. It wouldn't come off.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then, of course, we have walk-in, you know, type gun safes and large ones that really you could fit a small family in for your whole gun collection. Well, if someone burglarizes your home, you don't want to arm them.
Absolutely not.
You know, we come back to the responsibility of gun ownership, and that's one of the things that we can provide ways to lock that up in a manner that you have quick access to your self-defense firearms, and then your other firearms are locked up safely where somebody, even if they breach your house, can't steal your firearms and suddenly go from being a burglar to an armed robber.
That's a very important point. So let's talk about, like, Lucas just got his weapon and now he wants some training. Is that the cart and the horse in the wrong spot? I'm a little concerned about that because I did buy my gun and now I'm looking for training. And I've had one of my girlfriends that does a lot of shooting said, "Oh, I can't believe you did that." Well, you know, I was with a weapons expert. I thought I was, you know, in good hands.
Well, and I've got to say, my wife of 33 years, hi, honey. About 6 years ago, she decided that she wanted to get her carry permit and get her own firearm.
Mm-hmm.
And I tell people all the time when I teach the classes that you can't buy a firearm for somebody else. Because I don't know what appeals to you in a firearm. Mm-hmm. So when she decided to do that, of course, I went out and bought her the perfect gun.
Of course she did.
And she hated it.
She hated it.
Bought her a nice little semi-automatic 9mm. I thought it was the perfect carry gun. Mm-hmm. And it would have been for me.
Mm-hmm.
She couldn't stand it.
Really? Now, why didn't she care for it?
On semi-automatics, you have to be able to manipulate the slide. When you pull the trigger, stuff moves around. She just didn't like the whole experience of that.
So what'd she end up with?
She ended up with a Smith & Wesson 442. It's a little .38 revolver.
Mm.
All the hammer and everything is internal. It's an updated version of the older Detective Special little revolver.
Okay.
It's five shots of .38, which is a very potent load.
Mm-hmm.
And I found some cool little purple grips made by Ajax that look like swirly bowling balls. And she loves it. And she'll carry it.
Cool.
And that's the thing that happens. A lot of people will go and buy more gun than they can handle. A lot of times what happens is they want to buy a huge man stopper of a gun with a super high capacity, a hand cannon. And one of the things they don't realize, I've been paid almost my entire life by one person or other to carry a firearm.
Mm-hmm.
Carrying a firearm is uncomfortable.
Mm-hmm.
It's inconvenient.
It's heavy.
It is. And, you know,
and it's a huge responsibility.
It is. And you've got to make adjustments to the kind of belts you wear and the kind of clothing you wear. And with women, it's even worse because women's clothing is not cut for carrying a firearm.
Right. And we don't wear those kind of belts.
Yeah, you don't. And, you know, a lot of the pants, you can't really wear ankle holsters with it. And there's all kinds of things that are more challenging for women.
Right.
But on the other end of the spectrum, you have a lot of people that go buy these very small guns without realizing that these small 9mm and small 380s require a higher skill set to shoot than a medium-sized gun.
Really?
Yeah, there's less to hold on to. If you really think about it, they're small. You've got to have much better body geometry because of how a semi-automatic gun works.
Mm.
So when we talk to people, we really try and find out where they are as far as firearms ownership and what they're expecting.
Mm-hmm.
And again, it comes down to the same thing as cars. Maybe you have several cars in your family because during the summer, my wife has a convertible that I try and let me drive during the fall and the spring, and she gets it in the summer and the winter. But firearms are the same thing. There's some small light guns that I carry in the summer when I'm running around in shorts that in the winter I can be a little more forgiving because I'm in jackets and things like that.
That's a good tip. That's a good tip. All right. So it really is a very personal decision is what you're saying,
it
whether
is.
You want it or not, and then whether you can be comfortable in whatever particular situation you're in. So I'm hearing you say you have more than one firearm for more than one purpose.
Correct.
Okay. I was okay until I saw the holster, and the holster that I got was a hard leather and it clips to my, it's like a paddle.
Okay.
And it was comfortable, but it was big.
It is.
And I'm thinking, I can have a carry permit, but I don't necessarily want everybody in the world to know I'm carrying.
And a lot of people leave the holster out of the equation, and it's a very important thing.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of different carry options. You know, there's small pocket holsters that you can put in your back pocket.
Mm-hmm.
There's purses that have purpose-built holsters
built into them. Those are cool.
There's inserts that you can use in a purse that you like to carry your firearms safely.
Okay.
And it really comes down to talking to you and finding out what you want and what you need and then giving you some of our expertise to say, wow, these are your options.
Perfect. All right. 656-8255, 656-8255, or 1-800-951-8255. We're talking with SIA Firearms, and we'll be taking your final questions when we return with more of Around the House on News Talk 98.7 WOKI.
Season is here, and you don't want to spend your weekends outside working on your home now, do you?
Jeff and Roxanne here with RhinoShield, the better than paint people. Imagine never having to paint your home's exterior for at least 25 years, and it's a transferable warranty.
Imagine having a low E coating, an R equivalency rating of a 6.89 on your home. This equals energy savings.
We also help with mold and mildew, and we help keep all the elements away from your siding.
Biggest plus, it comes in any color, especially your wife's favorite.
Now, when I'm happy, he gets to watch more football. Imagine making this a reality. Well, you can. Call RhinoShield at 865-219-3070 or log on to RhinoShieldTN.com. Find out more again at RhinoShieldTN.com or 865-219-3070.
Call today and receive 25% off your in-home evaluation.
RhinoShield.
It's real estate time in Tennessee. Jeff Jarnigan here, and as you know, I spend my Saturdays in the fall announcing the games. With thousands in attendance, my performance always comes down to getting the call right. The same is true in today's competitive real estate market. And with your equity on the line, you can't afford to make the wrong call. Who I trust for my real estate needs is Ryan Coleman with Hometown Realty. He knows what it takes to get your home sold fast and how to get you top dollar. Selling or buying a home is one of the most important decisions you'll ever make for your family. That's why Ryan works directly with his clients, so you won't be handed off to another agent. You'll get to know him as a friend and trust him, like I do. To find out how to make your best move, call today to list or buy. Call Ryan, 693-SOLD. He's the personable realtor who calls you back. That's 693-SOLD. Or go online to RyanColeman.org. Ryan Coleman with Hometown Realty.
Equal housing opportunity. Certain restrictions apply. Separate contract and inspection appraisal apply.
Tune in for News Talk's newest show, Howlin' Yarbrough. Weekdays from 10 to noon on News Talk 98.7 WOKI.
Welcome back. I'm Dawn Steimer. This is Around the House on News Talk 98.7 WOKI. You know, there's so many tips today on firearms, safety in your home during the holidays. And then first hour was Superior Carpet and Rug Cleaning. Lots of tips on rugs and carpet cleaning, vacuuming, how often. Just so much information. If you've missed some of it and you really want to catch this, you can go to newstalk987.com, newstalk987.com. Click on Weekend Shows. And then the first one up is Around the House. Click on that and just scroll down a little bit and you'll see podcasts. Adam has gracefully installed our podcast in by subject. So click on the one that you need information on. And if you have any more questions, you can always reach me through the website, newstalk987.com, and I'm happy to refer someone to you, maybe give you a past guest's information. Any way I can help you, that's why we're here. All right, if you're just joining us, we're talking with SIA Firearms. SIA Firearms, a local company, and Brian Davis is in the house today. They're celebrating 1 year, more than 1 year.
No, 1 year.
Is it 1 year? Okay, 1 year, located on Middlebrook Pike, just east of Level Road, across from the Food City.
Right.
Food City. Okay. Easy to find. Better yet, run by professionals that are ex-police officers. Firearms are not for everyone. And so, Brian, you've gracefully given us the option of talking about less than lethal options. Let's talk about those.
Well, you know, you hate to be in this industry and have a hammer and think everything is a nail.
Yes.
And you certainly, if you have the option, want to be able to deploy some less than lethal devices instead of a firearm.
Mm-hmm.
And there are certain situations where you just can't carry a firearm and you want to know what your options are. There's all kinds of chemical defensive sprays. You'll hear them called mace. You'll hear them called pepper spray.
Yes.
And most of the active ingredients, those, is oleocapsicum resin, which is the same thing as cayenne peppers have.
Yes. Ah, in your eyes. Ooh.
And they're much more effective than what was sold 20 years ago. Which
really?
Was, oh, yeah.
Okay.
And there's a variety of different things. You really have to, like most things, stick with a recognized brand name.
Mm.
Okay. Mace makes a good one.
So that's actually a brand.
It is.
Mace. Okay.
They were the inventor of chemical defensive sprays, an entirely different formula. They've updated their formula.
Okay.
Kimber, who is a well-known firearms manufacturer, makes, it's really a mace gun. It's a pepper spray gun that uses a replaceable cartridge.
Ah.
That you can carry in your purse, you can carry in your pocket, and it's not a spray bottle. It has the profile of a small red-colored firearm.
Do you have to have a permit to carry this?
No, it's the same thing as carrying any kind of chemical defensive spray.
Okay.
There's a lot of advertising that goes on right now with, you know, high power flashlights that will disorient and stun the person. And certainly in a dark night, putting a bright light in somebody's face is going to disorient them. It's also going to say, you're on the other end of that beam, and that's where I need to swing my punches.
Well said.
A flashlight is a good thing to have because you can illuminate the darkness, which is what flashlights do, and you can see threats. Mm-hmm. It shouldn't be your entire plan for self-defense.
Okay. So pepper spray, we were talking through the break. One of the problems with pepper spray is not like we have... We're not in the Windy City, let's put it that way. But there is wind here.
There is wind.
And if you spray that pepper spray, you better watch out because you could get it too.
And that's one of the things, and especially some of the less expensive options have a lower powered spray.
Mm.
The Kimber Asp makes a pen type pepper spray that uses a pressurized cartridge. Mm-hmm. Those have a very high velocity jet that'll work 15, 20 feet.
So it gets it away from you.
Gets it away from
you.
And you can deploy it further because one of the problems, there's a whole bunch of I call them gimmicks that get advertised, these inexpensive stun guns that people confuse with law enforcement tasers.
Yeah.
And they're very different. The little keychain devices that you can put on your hand and suddenly you're Bruce Lee. The problem with all of those is you've got to get so close to somebody.
That's exactly right. Gosh.
And this person is probably in a lot better shape than you and generally a lot bigger. And you're giving yourself a false sense of security.
Mm-hmm.
One of the things that I find with a lot of people that concealed carry is they don't display their firearm, but they know they have it. And they project this self-confidence that bad guys can sense, and they just pass them by.
Ah. So it does actually affect your body language, is what you're saying.
It really does. You know, it's like every situation in life. If you know that you have options, you telegraph that. You telegraph that degree of self-confidence.
Yeah, I agree.
And that's what bad guys look for, is they look for somebody who's going to be an easy victim.
All right. So... having a plan is still really important.
It does. No, I said it before. Nobody's going to take care of your personal security like you. Nobody's going to take care of the personal security of your family or your business. Law enforcement is there to arrest bad guys, but they're not individually responsible for your safety. Mm. That's your responsibility. Mm-hmm. We do everything that we can to help you as professionals assess what you need and give you different options, not just a firearm, but being able to store it safely, to be able to use it effectively,
We have the Laser Shot Training Center.
Now,
we can
talk about that. That's really interesting. I read about that on your website. Very interesting.
Well, the Laser Shot Training Center uses firearms with infrared lasers.
Mm-hmm.
We can start a novice off who's never even held a gun with a visible red laser. Mm-hmm. So they have instant feedback on what they're doing. And we can simulate on the screen exactly what a range would look like.
You even simulate the kick that a gun has.
We do. We have...
That's fascinating.
We have actual Glocks that have a different infrared barrel dropped in them and a different magazine that uses CO2 cartridge, where when they fire, the bang, the report is mm-hmm. actually about the same loudness as if you were on a range with hearing muffs on.
Wow.
And the gun cycles. So when you are doing that, we work you up to that where, wow, this is what a real gun's going to be like on mm-hmm. a range. We can also, before you leave, print out the target that you shot. So if you're going to do the handgun carry permit course, mm-hmm. we can put you through everything the state of Tennessee requires on that course and show you before you ever walk out onto a live range, you can do this.
Ah, and confidence is part of it.
It is.
And because it's very intimidating when you pick up a gun that has live ammunition in it. This is a lethal weapon. This is not a joke.
And it's very easy if you've carried a gun forever and a day
sure.
to be like a lot of things in life where you're like, oh, you should understand this. Well, it's not like that. And everybody is a novice at one point or another with everything.
Sure.
And we really appreciate that when we're dealing with people. Because mm-hmm. while this is our life and our lifestyle, for a lot of people, it's a very small portion of their life. And that's why they come to experts to be able to explain that.
I love that you make this comfortable, where you start slow, start with a simulator. Maybe it has the report that you talked about, and then it actually has, you know, the motion that happens, and then you actually get to see what you're doing before you're actually firing a real live firearm. And for a lot of us, that's going to give us the confidence to move forward. That's huge.
Well, and one of the things too is for the accomplished shooter, we have all kinds of skill drills that we can put them through for shoot and no shoot targets that are extremely challenging.
That's cool.
And then put them in real life scenarios, both for law enforcement and civilians, where you're walking out to your car in the parking lot
mm-hmm.
and you have to make judgment calls on, are you going to deploy lethal force? Do you have the legal right? And we get
See, that's important because when you're carrying, can I shoot somebody that's trying to come up to me? And what's going to happen after that?
Well, and we get into very teachable moments about, well, okay, yes, you took the shot. And we can go back and show you, well, maybe you're not as good a shot as you thought you were because you missed him or you hit an innocent bystander.
Mm-hmm.
But let's talk about, could you take this shot legally? And
yes.
would you want to? And what are your other options?
And you do discuss that openly.
Oh, we do. That's the major focus of it, is being able to have that judgment to say, okay, if I get in this situation, what can I do to have the best outcome? And that's what we're all about.
Well, thank you so much for being here, Brian.
Oh,
I really
you.
Enjoyed having you. Congratulations on your first year.
Thank you.
And I would assume there is going to be many more from what I've heard today.
Thank you so much.
If you want to talk with Brian personally during the week, the number there is 851-9108. 851-9108. Or go to SIA, S as in Sam, IA, Knoxville.com, SIA Knoxville. Firearms, collectible and investment grade, appraisals, training, safes, ammunition. Great training program. Nothing to be afraid of, just a little education, and then you can make your own personal decision. We're going to make a decision to go Vols, and we're going to return next week with more of Around the House on News Talk 98.7 WOKI.
Tune in next Saturday morning for Around the House, brought to you by Dickens Turf and Landscape Supply, your solution for the lawn and landscape on News Talk 98.7 WOKI.
East Tennessee weather can be hard to figure. That's why we bring you weather forecasts all day, every day from David Aldridge, Heather Haley, and the team in the WVLT Local 8 Weather Center. Whether ice and snow, spring storms, or summer heat, you get the latest and most accurate information available, updated 24/7. With the WVLT Local 8 Weather Center, we've got you covered on News Talk 98.7 WOKI.
Hey, Knoxville, Truitt Electric is the East Tennessee specialist for your residential needs. Electrical work is all they do and the complete focus of their business. Truitt Electric's years of experience and residential focus ensure you get the best service and results for your peace of mind. Call Truitt Electric now and receive $30 off surge protection, $200 off panel replacement, 50% off smoke detector replacement, or $25 off one light installation. For peace of mind, call Truitt Electric at 865-549-7015.
Hey, East Tennessee. ANC Trades wants to talk with you about your latest utility bill. Odds are it was more expensive than you'd like it to be, but it doesn't have to be that way. ANC Trades uses geothermal HVAC technology to provide clean and more comfortable heating and cooling that will reduce your bill by up to 70% per month. So whether it's the dead heat of summer or a polar vortex, your heating and cooling bill will be consistently low. Act now and receive a huge tax credit. Financing available. Get rid of that old traditional unit in your home and stop fearing the utility bill. ANC Trades will keep you and your wallet comfortable all year round. Call us. 865-588-1333 or visit acgeothermaltn.com. ANC Trades, serving East Tennessee since 1977. That's 865-588-1333 or acgeothermaltn.com.
Don't be fooled by discounts. When shopping for replacement windows, siding, or doors, trust locally owned CRS Exteriors to offer the best products at the best price. The first price is the fair price. None of this price it up, price it down. Just exceptional products and customer service guaranteed every day. And CRS Exteriors offers 12 months interest-free financing with no money down. CRS Exteriors, 670-8823 or crsexteriors.com. That's the rest.